Watchdog agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal, also known as the JCPOA. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
European parties to a nuclear deal with Iran say they have deep concern that the nation has begun enriching uranium to a higher purity than allowed under the 2015 deal, and they're calling for an urgent meeting of all involved. In a joint statement by Germany, Britain, France, and the European Union, the group expressed grave worries that Iran is not meeting several of its commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Besides the hike in enriching uranium, the UN Nuclear Agency has also confirmed Iran has surpassed the stockpile limit on low-enriched uranium. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the nuclear deal last year and imposed tough sanctions on Iran. A U.S. congresswoman says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is engaged in a cover-up in response to an inspector general's report that found poor conditions and dangerous overcrowding at Texas border stations. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee made her comments Monday after touring a border facility which has been criticized for its treatment of migrant children.
I am sick and tired of a natural and man-made disaster being created by this administration and an inactive Department of Homeland Security that is doing nothing but whining about not having money. By the way, they had money they could reprogram. But we just gave them $4.6 billion of American taxpayer dollars, and they've done nothing.
The congresswoman is a senior member of the House Committee on Homeland Security. U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. This is VOA News. A senior U.N. official has provided an update on the crisis in Sudan.